Chapter 14, The Big Bang. Have you ever wondered how the universe and our solar system came to be? Astronomers have studied the universe for thousands of years. During that time, people suggested many different explanations of how our solar system began. With the help of telescopes, modern astronomers noticed that all of the distant galaxies in the universe seemed to be moving outward. The more distant the galaxies, the faster they are moving outward. Stars are moving away from Earth, and so are whole galaxies. In 1929, a scientist named Edwin Hubble discovered this distance versus speed that is now called Hubble's Law. This is the same Hubble after whom the Hubble telescope is named. Hubble's observation led scientists to offer explanations of how the solar system started. There are many explanations, or theories, about how the universe came to be. One recent theory, or idea, is known as the Big Bang Theory. A theory, in science, tries to explain how something happened, or how something works. Three astrophysicists proposed the Big Bang Theory in the 1960s. Astrophysicists are scientists who use math to study the universe. George Lemaître, Alexander Friedman, and Edwin Hubble studied the theories of another scientist by the name of Albert Einstein. They used his ideas to develop their explanation of how the universe first started. They suggested that long ago, the universe and everything in it was once a tiny ball. All of the stuff that makes the universe, called matter, was squeezed together into one tiny space. Imagine if all the planets and all the stars were squeezed together to fit in your hand. That is how tight and tiny the ball was. Scientists think that everything began expanding outward about 14 billion years ago. All the matter in the universe exploded out at once. That is why the event is called the Big Bang. When all the matter in the ball began moving out, it was very hot. It was hotter than even the hottest star. Everything was moving so fast as it expanded that nothing could stick together. It was too hot and fast for anything to be like what it is today. There were no galaxies, no stars, no planets, and no people. But over time, the matter began to cool. As the matter cooled and stopped moving so fast, gravity was able to hold little bits of matter together in spheres. These little spheres, with the help of gravity, came together and became the first stars and galaxies. Over billions of years of matter moving and growing, the universe became the way it looks today. The sun and planets in our solar system formed about 4 billion years ago. Scientists are continuing to look into space for more clues about the Big Bang. There is still a lot to learn about the early universe. Scientists sometimes make minor changes to the Big Bang Theory to match what they have learned. It is amazing to think how old our solar system is, and that scientists are still trying to find out how it all started.